So by investing in yourself now, you're really investing in your future self and getting there faster, because you're prepping yourself with the tools, skills, and strategies needed to actually make this happen for you. What happens if you don't invest in yourself? To put it simply, you run the risk of staying exactly where you are today. Today, we're going to talk about the number one investment you should be focused on making, no matter what position you're in your life and business. And I guess we've got Charlie joining us. So if you're watching me on video, my pup just jumped up onto my lap, so he's going to be joining me on the show today. All right. So we're going to be talking about your future self and the power of investing in your future self today to set yourself up for the life, the dreams, the goals that you're after, and to actually be able to manifest them into your reality. Think about this. Your future self has different thoughts, takes different actions, and is in a completely different place in life than you are right now. Or else, guess what? You'd already be there. But you're not. Because the version of you that is sitting here listening to this today is in a different position. But the thing to note is, this you that's listening to me right now has the capabilities to do what your future self is doing, because you imagined it, you envisioned it, that little tiny seed was planted into your mind and has taken root. But you need that extra guidance and know-how in order to take your current reality and become that future version of you. There needs to be a shift that occurred. Okay? So by investing in yourself now, you're really investing in your future self and getting there faster, because you're prepping yourself with the tools, skills, and strategies needed to actually make this happen for you. Right? So, what happens if you don't invest in yourself? To put it simply, you run the risk of staying exactly where you are today. So I want to talk about the very first time I invested in myself. And it took me a moment to really figure out when that was, because I've been investing in myself my whole life, right? But the first time I actually whipped out my card and spent money on a course or a program that would teach me something that I didn't already know without going to YouTube and piecing together information and trying to figure it out on my own, right? And the first time that looked like a $1,000 course that taught me how to sell on Amazon and FBA using a skill called private labeling. And so that was the first time I actually ever invested in a program where I could go module to module and consume information that would help me reach my desired outcome faster. And it was scary as fuck. Like, I can't lie. I was like, oh my God. I just remember feeling like this pit in my stomach, knowing that I was going to spend $1,000 on a program. Like, the idea at that time felt so foreign to me. Was like, I'm going to pay someone to teach me something that I could probably figure out myself by researching and going to YouTube and Google. Why would I do that? But, you know, I read all the testimonials on his website and I saw that everybody else was getting results. And I believe someone was even talking about just how easy it was just to follow step one, do this, step two, do this, step three, do this. And that idea sounded really cool. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna invest this into my business. At the time, I didn't consider it investing in myself. So I whipped out my credit card, I typed in the digits, and I charged $9.97 to it. And I consumed the modules in the matter of days, okay? I did nothing but just sit there and just be a freaking sponge, okay? And I implemented as I went, of course. You know, I'm one of those people who, like, if I invest in something, if I invest in myself, I sit down and I will just hammer through the content while I'm implementing, because I'm just like, as we said in the last episode, I'm very much a doer, very focused on achievement. So that was how I showed up and took action there. But it showed me that I didn't have to go trying to piece things together from the internet, trying to find the roadmap. When I purchased something like a course or a program, the roadmap was what I was paying for. Not necessarily some new or innovative idea, you know, about what I could learn elsewhere. It was the strategy and the system for doing it and learning from someone who had already made mistakes and emulating that for myself. So that was my biggest realization the first time that I purchased a course, and it changed the game for me. The most recent course I actually purchased was a LinkedIn course, and it was not even a question. When I realized my Instagram shut down, I immediately asked myself, who has done this successfully and is teaching people how to really grow their LinkedIn presence that I can just pay for to learn from? Because that's how powerful it is to just cut a check to move faster. So I spent zero time waiting. I was probably his easiest sale ever because I said, just literally tell me what you need from me and I'll give you my card because I won't do it on my own anymore. Because there's so much value in someone just giving you a roadmap to follow that leads to your desired outcome. So that was really the first time that I invested in myself in a type of do-it-yourself online program. And that was my main takeaway from there. Now I want to talk about the first time I invested in going to a convention that was only for entrepreneurs. Well, I'm sure people were there that weren't entrepreneurs, but it was designed specifically for them. It's a convention called Funnel Hacking Live. And prior to going to this event, I always felt lonely as an entrepreneur. I would spend so much time behind the computer desk, at home, in an office, and then eventually working on the beach with beautiful views. But it always felt lonely to me. I always felt like I was the only one in the world feeling like I wanted to make a change. But I didn't realize that there were so many other people out there who were on a similar path to me. Some closer to the beginning of their journey, others further ahead. But for the first time in my life, I felt accepted. I met people who were doing incredible things that I admired so deeply. And I finally saw the power of surrounding yourself with other people who are inspiring to you. And so that ticket that I bought to that event, the flight, the lodging, the meals, the transportation, all of that, let's just say investing in myself, changed everything for me. And I know it was just a couple days at a seminar, but by putting yourself into an immersive event like that, and I will mention Tony Robbins wrapped up the last day, so if you could imagine how transformative it was, I left that event and I have never been the same. And so no amount of money could ever replace an experience like that. Like, it's irreplaceable. So that power of investing in yourself by surrounding yourself and putting yourself in a room where who knows what's going to happen, but hopefully it's a massive transformation of some sort. If you leave there uncovering one block that's been holding you back, your whole world can change. Oof. I just remember at that event, I think I was on day two, maybe the last day, day three. I remember just walking out of that convention room, just sobbing. And I pulled out my phone, and it was actually the first time I ever went live on social media. I was crying. And I just remember sharing, like, this is the first time I have ever felt truly accepted. Like I actually knew and felt like I belonged somewhere. And I was just in tears because I didn't realize that there were more people like me in the world, which I know that sounds stupid and naive, but in the moment I had just been so lonely. Like, investing in myself in that level, it opened up a realm of possibilities for me. And now I will jump at any opportunity that I get to put myself into more environments like that, because I know that change is always going to be coming. I know that there's always more levels to unlock. And by immersing myself and by you immersing yourself in experiences that are ready for transformation are just going to jumpstart and quantum leap you into your future self. And then the first time I joined a mastermind community. So these are all people who are entrepreneurs, they're coaches more specifically, but they're in a high level mastermind. So it's, you know, a pretty big investment each year to be a part of that mastermind. But aside from that, being around other coaches who are all leveling each other up, like, okay, for example, they're all talking about how their goal each month is 50K months or more, right? So by me hearing these, I'm like, oh, shoot, my goal is this. It should be higher. Like, why am I downplaying what I want right now? I'm around all of these badasses who are leveling up and leveling each other up. It's so incredible because it gives you a drive like none other. But you're also completely supported. So you know that you're all on a similar path. Yeah, maybe different focus, different niche, right? Different angles right now. But it gives you different ideas. And you don't feel crazy when you talk about what you're doing because they're doing it too. There's so much power in investing in your future self. I know that by me being around this community specifically, I'm going to continue leveling up. Because it's the only thing we do. That's what we're there for. That's why we're invested so heavily in ourselves, is so we can show up for each other. And then another way, last thing I've got here, unless something else comes through, is the first time that I hired someone and invested in my future self. And what that really showed me was that, first off, not only should I not be doing everything in my business? But by me doing these tasks that fall outside of my zone of impact, I'm actually slowing down the growth of myself and slowing down the growth of my business, right? Knowing that this is a legitimate business, I know I don't want to be doing it all on my own, right? And I shouldn't, and neither should you. So when it comes to hiring your first person, it's going to show you the value of time over money. The fact that if you truly want to duplicate and get more time back, you duplicate yourself. And then you duplicate yourself again. But I shouldn't say yourself, because every person that you hire is going to bring something new to the table. I hope that you find someone whose zone of impact is where you lack. So let's say you were not one to get in the trenches of your business, right? You need an OBM, an online business manager, for example. So you would find someone who that's their jam. Like, they want to get in there, they want to get in the trenches, make some tweaks here and there in your business. And that's just not you. Find someone better who that's going to be their jam. Right? It's going to show you that you can duplicate yourself, but then also find someone who loves doing the part that you didn't love. That's how you build a beautiful business and invest in your future self now. So I want you to think, and maybe you haven't invested in yourself yet. Maybe you've invested hundreds of thousands of dollars in yourself already. But when was the first time you invested in yourself in a program? Love for you to think about this. When was the first time you attended an event, like a convention? How about a community? Are you in a mastermind right now or a coaching program? What are the lessons that you've taken away from each of these times that you've invested in your future self? And then have you hired anyone to do something? I mean, this could be as simple as a $5 graphic on Fiverr, or as elaborate as a personal assistant, or someone who's literally going to be an OBM and take over a lot of the aspects of your business that you don't enjoy, if that's you. How did that feel? What did that show you? And how much closer did those events push you to becoming your future self now? There is so much power of investing in your future self. You are the most important investment you could ever make. It's one that can't be taken away. It can't be minimized. It's not external to you. It is you. And there's nothing more important than that. Going to events, investing in yourself, it provokes change inside of you that you never thought possible, that maybe you didn't see yet, but you were ready. You just needed the right guidance. It also helps you move faster towards your future self. So a lot of times people are like, okay, I don't have time. I want to get there now. I want the outcome now. But then they don't invest in themselves. And they want to just spend months or even years in the trenches trying to piece stuff together and DIY. But the truth is, if you really value time, you will start using money to buy back time, and you'll learn from someone who already has the results that you want, and you'll pay them to get you there. Look, I want to emphasize, you have the ability to become your future self. It's happening. That seed has been planted. It is growing roots. However, that version of you, 6 months, 1 year, 3 years, 5 years down the road, they have different resources, a different mindset, a different tool belt, different tools inside that tool belt that you are probably not aware yet. And if you are aware of them, you're not implementing them, or else you'd already be there. And so I encourage you to invest in yourself today. Your future self will thank you. So here are a few examples of how you can invest in yourself. Just kind of sum it up here. Courses, mentors, coaches, programs, events. I'm heading to an event over this weekend. By the time this episode drops, the event will be over, as I'm leaving in 2 days. But it's an investment. But I just know if I leave that event with one major takeaway, it was worth it. And it was an event by my mentor, which is Rob Dial, who is host of one of the top podcasts in the world, The Mindset Mentor, if you have not already checked out. So I'm incredibly excited to just immerse myself fully into this experience, because I know my future self needs it. To get to that next level, this is what I've got to do. And I've realized that because in order to get where I'm sitting today, I needed to invest in myself time and time and time again, even when it was scary. So it's hiring someone to help you with something, no matter what that looks like. It's getting yourself a massage. Look, relaxation is an investment in your future self, okay? I stand by that one. It's having a gym membership, right? Joining a fitness program. It's going to get your hair done and your nails done. So those are little investments. It's not necessarily what I'm speaking about in this episode, but had to add it in here. It's getting a nice, healthy meal out, right? Taking a weekend trip, getting away, taking a vacation, buying nice things that make you feel empowered. Those are just a few ways you can invest in your future self that are slightly different than what we've been speaking about so far. But you invest in yourself each time you're going to buy something. So ask yourself, does this align with the version of me that I'm stepping into? If no, don't buy it. Don't go. Right? This can be as simple as asking yourself, okay, so my friends just asked me to go to dinner. Is that in alignment with the version of me that I'm stepping into if their mindsets are kind of going to mess me up for the next week? Right? No. So begin to carry that mindset with you everywhere you go, because every decision that you make has power. And it is a power to tell yourself and your future self if you're ready, if you're on the path, or if you're getting detoured. All decisions matter. So you might be thinking, okay, great, Jamie. So I need to invest in my future self, but I don't have any money. Okay, well, I wasn't necessarily rolling in the dough either when I began investing in myself. So it's all about being resourceful, right? Okay, back when I was doing this, I would go around my house, no joke, and I would make a pile of things that I was no longer using. Okay, I didn't use it at the time. I knew I wasn't really going to use it in the future. Maybe it had been sitting around the house for 6 months or a year. Old laptops, old cell phones, purses that I no longer used, expensive jeans that I no longer used, shoes that were basically brand new, that once again, I had a closet full of shoes, never wore them. Anything like that, that was just chilling. I just went through and started listing it on the Facebook Marketplace and listing it on eBay. And I just started selling stuff that was kind of just collecting dust around my house, right? So be resourceful. I actually used to run challenges on social media where I would help people make just a quick anywhere from $500 to $5,000 in a weekend just by selling stuff from around their house. So if you need $1,000 to invest in a course that's going to benefit your future self, get resourceful. What can you get rid of around your space that no longer serves the future version of you that you're stepping into? Get rid of it and use it for something that will catapult you to that next level of success that you're after. So take some time. Where do you feel like right now you should be investing in yourself to where you can catapult into your future self without waiting for it to happen to you? I promise you, I have no idea where I would be right now if I did never invest in myself. And so there's nothing that pains me more than hearing someone who wants something so badly. They want the outcome, they want the life, they want to be living the dream. But the version of them that's sitting before us today or listening right now won't actually pay for that transformation. Think about it this way. When you pay attention. When you pay, you're committed to your transformation like nothing else. Money is an exchange of energy. We're not going to get into that right now. But realizing that that is the case, know that first off, the money will replace itself, but your time never will. So whatever you've got to do, invest in yourself. Your future self will thank you. If you enjoyed this episode and you have got someone in mind who you think should invest in their future self, go ahead, click the share link, send this to them in a text message, tag them on social media, or just let me know how you're going to start investing in your future self today. If this aligns with you and you're ready to take that roadmap to becoming your future self now, I encourage you, head over to jamiecoleman.com/AWP. Excuse me, that is jamiecoleman.com/AWP, JAMIEKULLMAN. On that webpage, you're going to learn all about Aligned with Purpose Coaching Academy, and you'll be able to join the waitlist for our next upcoming launch, which is happening in July. So if you're looking to kick all of your limiting beliefs, get out of your own way and launch a successful business that is going to help you work from wherever, live without sacrifice, and even begin sharing your story to the masses, impacting the lives of those around you, this program is for you. And when I tell you, the results and the feedback that I've received from the founding members has been so impactful and so heartfelt that I can't wait for you to be a part of it. So join us, jamiecoleman.com/AWP, and I'll see you inside.